What's up, everyone? This is your boy, Teddy J, filled in today as a main host for Real Spirit Radio. Girl Goldie won't be in today, so we're going to be me and your boy, DJ Chase. We're going to be holding it down, man. We're going to go ahead and go to some music, and then we'll be back right here on Real Spill Radio. Yeah.
Excuse me. Shout it out. All right, let me go in the crawl, man. Hey, bro, you got some? Bro, I'm in one again, bro. All right, fuck with me. I'll see you now.
Round of applause, baby, make that head clap. Drop it to the floor, make that head clap. Round of applause, baby, make that head clap. Drop it to the floor, make that head clap. Let me see you bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, baby, drop it to the floor and bust it, bust it, bust it.
Bust it like you can't afford a car. You a star, you look in the mirror, you know who you are. Right, cool, take it low, take it way lower than that. I fly private when I go, ain't no layover on that. Yeah, I made it to the top, took a seat, still sitting, man. I'm up at stadium in D.C., still tipping, man. She could've paid tuition 5 times, still stripping. I just throw a couple bills and she'll have a pair of heels. Oh no, there I go, magic tricking on your ass. Throwing every president except for Nixon on your ass. Make you rich, I feel like I should make commission on your ass. Wonder what you'd ever do if I went missing on your
Drop it to the floor, make that head clap. Round of applause, baby, make that head clap. Drop it to the floor, make that head clap. Let me see you bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, baby, drop it to the floor and bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, drop it down and shoot.
Bounce that ass, shake that ass like the twerk team. Hair long, ass fat, shout at me. That girl look like Halle Berry when I'm on the beat. When I hit the scene, girls yelling and they scream. Soccer, can you be my baby daddy? Pimpin' like I'm Dolomite, hoes jump in my caddy. Smoke like I got cataract, in the strip club throwing up the sack. Got rats on top of rats, bust that puss, make that ass clap, clap, clap. I ain't done with you, baby, bring that ass back. Still got 20, still got 50s, even got them hundreds. Throw some money, I'ma let it go. Walk a flock of flame, better known as we can let it go.
Baby, make that ass clap. Drop it to the floor, make that head clap. Round of applause, baby, make that head clap. Drop it to the floor, make that head clap. Let me see you bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, baby, drop it to the floor and bust it, 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 drop it down and shoot.
Bounce that ass, shake that ass like the twerk team.
Bust it,
clap like the twerk team.
Bust it,
clap like the twerk team. Risk or Monopoly, shouty, that's my home team. All the smoke is that gangsta green. Can't do no G-to. I need a classy girl in the bed, she gotta be a freak ho.
Bust it,
lay down on that floor, girl.
Bust it,
give me some more head, girl.
Baby, make that ass clap. Drop it to the floor, make that head clap. Round of applause, baby, make that head clap. Drop it to the floor, make that head clap. Let me see you bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, bust it, baby, drop it to the floor and bust it, 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 drop it down and shoot.
It's I'm a boo at the crib just chillin', trying to figure out what I'm gonna do today. How about you throw on something sexy and come my way? I got a treat for you and you gonna like it. I hear those giggles, go ahead and get excited. You say in bed that your man is a lame guy, having sex with him is just like watching paint dry. Damn, I really hope that that ain't true. But if it is, here's what I'm gonna do for you. And when you get here, I'm not just gonna bang it, I'ma smash it too, so let's just say I'm gonna slang it.
Let me slang it, girl.
Smash it in there.
Let me slang it, girl.
Smash it in there.
Let me slang it, girl.
Smash it in there. The way I work that kitty, gonna make your heart sing.
Let me slang it, girl.
Smash it in there.
Let me slang it, girl.
Smash it in there.
Let me slang it, girl.
Smash it in there. The way I work that kitty, gonna make your heart sing. Now are you ready, baby? Then let's get crazy. Hope your muscles warmed up, you can't be lazy.
Get loose.
This is what I like to call smash bang fusion.
Gotta focus, mama, you don't wanna get a cush contusion.
I like to mix it up, I like to do stuff. I like to start slow, and then I beat it up. You should be cautious,
cautious.
Don't be scary,
scary.
I'ma have you looking like a wild thornberry.
The locals got you dry,
well let me be your tourist. And I'll leave your body feeling like a rainforest.
Dress, so let's get it poppin'.
Tell me, can you hang? Then let me sling it, baby, smash it and bang.
Let me sling it, girl.
Smash it in, baby.
Let me smack it, girl.
Smash it in, baby.
Let me smack it, girl.
Smash it in, baby. The way I work that kitty, gonna make your heart sing.
Let me smack it, girl.
Smash it in, baby.
Let me smack it, girl.
Smash it in, baby.
Let me smack it, girl.
Smash it in, baby. The way I work that kitty, gonna make your heart sing.
Link Bossy, Lono Rosa Nation. Smash and bang is my favorite combination. Kiss you to your toes till you get that sensation. It's a love scene, baby, with no communication.
Baby,
got minds off now to the next location.
Baby,
I need inspiration, your mouth fixation. Smacking them jaws is my life separation. F-Dot Boss, love, ladies, and relations.
Love it.
Call me Marathon, my chibi run long. Call me Schwarzenegger, my sex game strong. I smack it Tarantino from dusk till dawn. I smack it everywhere, from the bed to the lawn.
Let me smack it, girl. Smash it in, baby.
Let me smack it, girl.
Smash it in, baby.
Let me smack it, girl.
Smash it in, baby.
The way I work that kitty, gonna make your heart sing.
Let me smack it, girl.
Smash it in, baby.
Let me smack it, girl.
Smash it in, baby.
Let me smack it, girl.
Smash it in, baby. The way I work that kitty, gonna make your heart sing.
Let me smack it, girl.
Smash it in, baby.
Let me smack it, girl.
Smash it in, baby.
Let me smack it, girl.
Smash it in, baby. The way I work that kitty, gonna make your heart sing.
Let me smack it, girl.
Smash it in, baby.
Let me smack it, girl.
Smash it in, baby.
Let me smack it, girl.
Smash it in, baby. The way I work that kitty, gonna make your heart sing.
It's your boy Seti J, and of course you got your boy DJ Chase in the building. So yes, we
are
so glad to be taking over today's show for Real Spur Radio. And man, shoot, we got it's an hour today, so we got a special hour for y'all. Y'all definitely stay tuned. What we got crazy coming up on today's segment, we got, you know. We're going to bring you, of course, the hot mess, the read, how we read people every week. Local hot mess. And shoot, we might even play the song game. We'll see how it goes. So first off, man, we'll start with you first. What, DJ Chase, you know, what's been going on with you, man?
Hey, not much. Just celebrated my daughter's second birthday.
Hey.
You had a little 2-year checkup thing today. It went good. She took a shot like a boss. It was good.
Oh, she took a shot like a boss. Hey. Well, that's good. And I thought you said she's 36.5 inches.
Yeah, yo.
Oh, shout out to people that compare boys to girls. Everybody got time for that, man. I peeped it. I was like,
really? Come on, son.
So yes, man. Shoot. Other than that, what's I know? Yeah, because I got a chance to go open that thing for her birthday. So what she had to see you in this week?
What did I have going on this week? Are you good?
Yeah, what she had going on?
Got that. Well, Madre's Day coming up. Everything else, man. Pretty tame on the home front.
All right. But shoot, man, me, of course, you know, on Sunday, I mean, I'm going to be jumping all over the place with dates. Y'all going to bear with me. On Sunday, I'm going to celebrate my niece's second birthday, and that was pretty crazy. She had a lot of fun. She enjoyed herself, ate her cupcakes, and she was on the big girl thing and whatnot, and crying and whatnot. So she was just having fun. And then of course I kept laughing because I had to see her. One, two, three. See her do that, like, and she got getting infatuated. My dad kept opening the door, and she kept wanting to see the door open every time she said three. So that was hilarious. Man, shit. Other than that, last week, it's been 2 weeks actually. So I don't know. You thought about that too, DJ Chase. It's been 2 weeks. So yeah, man.
No way.
It's been 2 weeks. Well, I said it's been 2 weeks, so we didn't even think about that. I was thinking about 1 week, but I didn't think about it. Oh, it's been 2 weeks since we did the show. But now the new issue of Human Cameras came out. Man, it's pretty hot. It's definitely in the direction we're trying to go, man. Like we keeping it sexy, yet we leaving imagination to the viewer. To where it's like, okay, it's still sexy, yeah, it's tasteful. And there ain't too many urban magazines doing it. That's what you're going to see this issue most definitely. Of course, some of the other ones, too, even with the lingerie issue we had, was like that. And I'm just glad to see people who are in support of a movement or trying to, you know, uplift, you know, just give that look for black women and black men and whatnot. Other than that, man, she really has been something turned up. Apparently tomorrow at work, you know, I ain't got to go to work tomorrow. How that happened, I don't know. But man, these fools got us. As a matter of fact, he going to trip things. He's going to trip you out right here. As of what I saw today, when I came in on dry erase board, they had on dry erase board that for Memorial Day weekend, not only will we be off on that Monday, but we're going to be off on that Friday, too. So we got a four-day weekend.
I got coworkers that already took off. Like, the whole damn weekend rolled off the whole calendar.
Oh, man, so... It's been crazy, man. But, you know, how are y'all out there doing? How was y'all week? Okay, cool. That's good to hear. So as far as, you know, local, we're going to some local. We're going to do it in backwards order. We usually do it in hot mess in around the world. First, we're going to go local hot mess. So I'm going to go. I'm going to take it back to my boy DJ Chase first. What was some of the local hot mess, man, that you got to share with us this week?
I still got some of the women that live in fairy tale land thinking that they ain't got to know how to cook. nor do they have to give head or put out in order to get a man, but they are verb and they say what they must. She said that whenever she does get married, she's gonna know how to cook by then.
Mm.
I'm like, well, because it's magical. You magically learn how to cook instead of traveling.
That's the way to go.
And
she'll know how to cook. She'll know how to cook now. I mean, how old is she, by the way?
About to be 45, like next month.
What? Hold on. I gotta press this. Where the goddamn sound I need it?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Her time coming to a close. She gotta do something right there.
That's crazy. I mean, that's freaking stupid, man.
I respect my former supervisor more each day because that man got the game. He got game for the ladies, man. He told like keep in mind the ladies giving him dome and everything. He had to give him a dome in return. He told her, there must be something wrong with your eyes, because I don't know how anybody as beautiful as you could like someone like me. Now, Terry, he ain't got no game. I'm over here talking to other dude, and he got the game.
No. This your boy, right?
Yeah, that's my boy.
Hey, man, he got like that, man. He run that camera like that. I tell you, man, he got game. He digging it down. I don't know what that's with this dude.
He said he don't want y'all to be sleeping on him.
Mm-mm-mm.
And she still said that his bed game is terrible though. But he got some bravado though, because he tried to holler at another coworker, like literally like the day after he quit. He hit up somebody, like, yeah, I'm attracted to you and I want to take you out on a date.
Mm.
Like, this dude set this game up.
He said he didn't supervise no more. He can make executive decisions.
Yeah, both these women, you ain't winning with either one of these women. But at least the one that he tried to highlight that don't want them, at least she know how to cook, and she know how to, and she know how to take care of kids.
I'm tripping off of that. That's hilarious. I just did.
So there you go. You got new line. You got new line now. You got drug it on somebody.
I got to use that in a song, man. He took that out of Michael Jackson's song or something.
I'm going to say that to my wife and see what she says.
All right. So what's the line again? We got to remember the line. Because everybody got to remember it so they can use this name in the club this weekend.
There must be something wrong with your eyes. Because I don't know how anyone as beautiful as you. I don't know anybody as beautiful as you sees in me.
Dang. It's so wrong. But do you read that for what it was? It's so wrong. That's like a high side, too.
I know.
Like you ain't got no taste.
When she first said that, I thought he was trying to hit her up. Like, maybe something wrong with her eyes. Like, he's a guy. What's going on? But,
Oh, so I robbed you, she's cockeyed?
No. She but.
Oh, Lord, I was getting ready to say.
But initially, it can sound like a diss because she do wear glasses.
I've been all right now, man. It's just... Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. That's why he got three kids. He's spitting that game.
Now, you were checking out. I know you got some more because you were sharing some more. You said you had a plethora of hot messes.
Oh, man. And all of it involves is the crazy women in my room at work.
Or it used to work.
man, what else that happened? It was something stupid. Oh yeah, man, this one chick is talking about she went to have the same chick that says she don't magically learn how to cook, she still be stalking my other coworker who don't like her like that at all. And he does everything in his power to make her hate him, and it just make her come stronger and wanting to get at him. Like if he told her yesterday, the best day of your life coming up, and she said what? He said the draft. You finally get to get that linebacker position that you look like you got. I mean, he says stuff like this to her every day. And she still be trying to get at him. Like she like, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. Like she's sitting there just taking it and being naive. You're like, that's what I got to give up. You got to be real comfortable with yourself to let somebody say half the stuff. He told her. What did he tell her yesterday? He told her that she got he said she got on an 8X t-shirt and that the whole room could fit in it or something real stupid. And she just kept on taking it. He said, oh yeah, let's go get inside her shirt. I bet you can make you a Facebook and take pictures in that Jaheim shirt you always wearing to work. And then that 1987 mint condition LL Cool J shirt, because I'm sure all of men want you to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Like he says stuff like this to her every day, and she still want to get out, man.
This one's got low self-esteem or something. God dang.
Or extremely high naivety, whatever you want to call that word. Like, it's ridiculous, man.
Shoot, now, okay, so local hotness. Man, first off, speaking of, you know, workplace drama, yeah, I remember I said like a couple weeks ago about one of the things that keep me staying on this path of being healthy is you keep on these prospects. If you don't know what a prospect is, go look at this in the show 2 weeks ago. But anyway, don't you hate this? Or do you hate this change when, okay, first off, it's bad enough that you're morbidly, oh, like, I don't even know if morbidly obese is a word, but this woman is like, I mean, super huge, Chase. Where, I mean,
like,
where her crossback is like ridiculous. You said what?
She did a $7 swag on accident.
Yeah, she can slap down. She can slap down spread on accident. She did the Jaquan on accident. Yeah, that
went down.
But yeah, so as bad as she is like that. But when you follow stereotypes, oh my God, Chase, I feel like I was gonna die. I hate when I go on break to say that she do. Like, you know how people that, you know, like one of those big people, you know, like when you watch a movie, like, they chew their mouth open, and they sound like a freaking, I don't know what the horse Clinton, that's how she was sounding. She sounded every time. And it's usually how many she eating a bag of chips. So those, you know, when you're eating chips, it's wild as heck when you're chewing them anyway. But when you're chewing your mouth wide open, it's even worse. So she's chewing her chips. And she's talking on the phone at the same time. It is just so gross, man. Oh, my God. She told her, she opened her jaw like this. So she just imagine her talk like that, but then she got chips in her mouth. Yeah, she'll go, you know what I'm talking about? And just think of a chip sounding sound. I'm doing as best as I can. I can't get a chip sounding sound, but there were chips, they get chips in my mouth, and that's how she's talking. Damn, chip. And then she did a laugh.
Still in the
that's how
on
she
talk.
Oh, my God.
Line.
I was like, oh, make them shut up. Pick, try to pick one or the other. Eat or talk on the phone. Oh.
But sure enough, she just wanted you to know that she still got lemon pepper on her wing.
You said you just wanted to know what?
That she still got lemon pepper on her wings.
No, man. She, oh. Speaking of which, I just ate some wings too. Now you just ruined my apple. Now you just ruined my dinner, man. I might not be able to hold it in. Thanks for ruining the dinner I just had.
And I made pork chops earlier. It was pretty damn good.
Yeah, we had some chicken breasts. We had chicken wings.
Macaroni
and cheese, green beans.
I hadn't had pork like in a while, but I was like, you know what, we gonna go ahead and break the law. Nah, but I don't know, man. We might be getting a juicer next week, just so you know we can see how it is. Like juice for a few days and see if we like it. You know, because that's another real quick way to shed some pounds.
Yeah, man. I feel like you, man. You know, like you losing some weight too, man. You know, we trying to do our thing, man. They're gonna be looking at us like, dang, you niggas is like high school.
Speaking of high school, your girl Jay or a name sound like a letter in the alphabet. I'm surprised she ain't doing no fundraising on Facebook.
Oh no! Don't get too excited. Don't get too excited because they have been talking to. Oh my God! They have been very.
Man.
They have been very talking. Like,
I
mean, let me tell you about what, I'll tell you what they're talking about now. First off, while you're talking about that, I got to rant. People, the point of the group is about class of 05 business, not random, everyday, forward type freaking messages, man. I ain't going to say no names, but she knows who she is. Whatever, knows who she is. And she just gets on my nerves with this, bro. Every day, she's got a freaking Ford in there. And it's annoying. Like, I'm looking now. Like who are these people in here trying to freaking do? I just don't understand. This is stupid to me. Wow. Like I'm still trying to wrap my finger around this. Seriously, why is it to the fact? Why do we have to keep doing this crap to where every week she's something Ford or something? I'm like, they're still like share this Canada of love if you miss someone in heaven above, God but never forgotten. That's one. Repost if you hope to discover a cure for cancer in your lifetime. Another one coming. Sadly, most people will not share this, but this is Mike. Mike was falsely institutionalized in 1983. All he wanted was a Pepsi, and his parents wouldn't give it to him, and they sent him to a mental facility. Please be one of the few to share this in hopes that we can free Mike. That's just a little bit of the things that we got to deal with every freaking day. So, I mean, I don't know, man. It's craziness. I've been trying to wrap my finger around my brother. I'm trying to wrap it around, but it's just not. My finger is not quite wrapping.
I didn't know adults did forward, you know.
Those shelter people have to do the Jesus post and stuff. If you love Jesus, mm-hmm. you love shirt. It's like that every day.
If you going
like
to hell,
so
if you scroll past, like, well. You know, just came to my mind. It don't really have nothing to do with what I just said. But remember, for like maybe a week, this is a few years ago, for like a week, Facebook had the dislike function. And that thing went obsolete real fast.
Oh, yeah, because I met up with this with my dad the other day jokingly. I said, is it me? Or does it sometimes it feel weird when you think of the like button? Because, like, it's like, for instance, like someone says, hey, I came with this Julius Rapier girl, and you hit a like. Doesn't it kind of
– I know,
and
I have that dilemma every time. I don't want to comment, but I want to acknowledge it. So it's weird to like something. Like, yeah, this dude just – I just saw this dude get ran over by a pickup truck, and I don't want to go, oh, man, that's unfortunate, but – you know, how am I supposed to like that? I don't like the fact somebody got ran over.
Or for instance, I just saw this girl get hit by a shovel. No, I like that. Have you seen that video?
Oh, yeah, I've seen it. I've seen it a few times.
Oh, my God. Let me tell y'all, ladies and gentlemen, out there, y'all have not seen the video. I ignore some viral phrases when it comes to like fights, but that is some bad shovel crap is hilarious.
Yeah, but
like, when people do random fighting, like if I try to start fighting, you know, that ratchet crap.
But my thing is, those girls can whoop fair and square, and then she decided to do that.
But wasn't she on my question was this. Who picked on who? Because then the girl in the shovel was the one who picked her head up.
Yeah, then that makes it worse. You getting wolf fan square and you went to grab a shovel.
Nah, I mean, you got to do what you got to do, man. Fighting, ain't no rules of fighting, man.
The only rule
fighting, do what you got to do.
If a girl came at her with something, then I can justify that. But if you're getting your ass whooped, you need to take this shit like a woman.
No, old girl came at her first. Can you watch when they fight at first, she came at old girl first.
Yeah, then she definitely should have taken it like a woman. You came up on that, and if you start getting smacked up, that's your fault.
I'm trying to figure out who you're talking about. No, the girl with the shovel, she was the protagonist.
Okay. Yeah,
the girl with the shovel thrown at her was the one who started the shit.
Well, but she picked the fight that she can win, and then the girl just finished it without grace. I don't approve.
I approve it, man. Sometimes you got to hit people with a shovel, man. I remember one time I had to hit some. I mean, I couldn't fight somebody with an umbrella, only because I was being judged.
I got hit in the back of the head with a drumstick. I didn't realize it. You know how, like, we in the heat of the moment, and you only notice, like, the situation at hand. You don't know. I didn't know I was getting hit in the back of the head with a drumstick because when I wasn't really fighting, I was subduing the person trying to fight me, and while unknowingly getting hit in the back of the head. I was in there with the principal, and she was like, are you okay? Like, you took some big blows to the back of your head. And I was like, nah, I'm good. But then as soon as I said, nah, I'm good, my shit just started hurting. And I was like, dang, I really was getting hit in the back of the head.
Because your pain threshold wasn't kicking in until you realized, oh, my God, what's going on.
And then I went ahead and whooped your brother's ass again. And then the thing that was just so ironic about it all was, I whooped my brother's ass after I got, because I got and talk with her about picking on this one chick that she brought up. We even had, like, you see them little memes or whatever on Twitter and Instagram. They're like, when that one person mentions homework when the teacher forgot about it. Like, she had mentioned homework. She's like, yeah, you got a homework. It was a sub, and I think it was a sub. And then she's like, ooh, girl, you shut fuck up, blah, blah. And I was like, yo, I'm like, why y'all picking on this girl that ain't doing nothing? I'm like, all she did was ask you about homework. I'm like, it ain't that serious. And then she's like, so cool, blah, 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 blah. And that's when I started roasting, and she got mad. So, blah, blah, I heard you talking noise about my sister. I was like, I don't know about talking noise. I just told her to stop picking on this girl. You better not talk noise. I swear I'll see you and get you. And then, it was so cool. It sounded like some wrestling and stuff. So then I was just, being me and chilling. And then he said something real, real, real stupid to me. And I just started roasting his ass. And that's when he tried to fight.
I
didn't want him to get suspended. So he came back and he wasn't suspended. I mean, he got suspended for 3 days. And I was just chilling. He came up, I kept walking by. He was the hallway, and him and his dad were up there. And I just kept on walking past in the hallway. He kept on, like, every time I walked by, he kept on, like, punching at the air and stuff and laughing. And, basically give up this vibe that he had beat me up. Matter of fact, that morning I had, like, this one chick that, we know, she was egging on him. That's why that boy beat your ass. And I was like, well, so I got beat up. So that's good. That's what's up. I got beat up. They know, I ain't lost the fight. I ain't lost the fight since I got jumped in elementary school. And then, she was like, he got boom, blah, 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 and like talking noise. So I was like, that's cool. So then he kept on doing that stuff. I was an athletic. I handed my homeboy my glasses, and I went to work.
Well, why does everything always have to happen?
Because fighting in athletics means you won't get suspended. why wouldn't you fight in athletics?
I guess because it's an athletic activity. I guess. It's funny you mention it. Because I was just talking about this the other day with somebody. And I'm pretty sure a lot of y'all I got something to say about that, too. If y'all feel me, let me know. Shoot, let it marinate your head. But this used to, what just tricks me out these days with bullying, I remember at a time when people used to stand up for people who were getting wrong or who were getting bullied. And now, now people don't do anything. They stand there and they're trying to figure out how they can make it end up on World Star. Nobody's standing up with anybody anymore, and it's just so annoying to see that. Even grown people who do this, I guess you're grown, so people say, "Mind you're a grown person, mind your own business or whatever." But I'm sorry, sometimes, man. You got to step the heck in, and people tend to be in a bully, and you just be standing, you just stand there and just let it happen. It's one thing if you, like for instance, like you and your friend, and y'all cover each other, y'all joking, you joking about the person being gay, they joking something about you. That's different, that's a different light. But if you're like hating them for being gay, and you mean it with malice, and you continuously doing it to that person, and a person that's in your vicinity that says they're highly letting it happen, it just doesn't, I don't care if it's verbal, physical, whatever. Like, it's just annoying to continuously see
my
that
thing,
people don't care.
And see, my thing is, especially in regard to that, like, I how can it bother someone that much that they feel like they got to fight They said they got to fight a gay dude. I remember that used to happen back when we went in high school and shit. And people trying to fight the gay. I'm like, this ain't gonna be halfway joking. But I get back to the season. Like, if you fought a gay dude, especially a gay dude that can't fight, like, how can you brag about beating him up? Ain't nobody finna dap you up for beating up no gay dude that wasn't trying to fight you.
Right.
That don't fight, that ain't been lifting weights like you. But, for real, like, are you secretly gay? Like, are you trying to hide it? I remember an episode of Degrassi when the girl, like, when the one chick, I guess she was Muslim, but she wasn't, like, a strict Muslim, and she didn't feel like she had to cover up, she felt like she had to cover up all the time. She kept on clowning this one chick who was doing that because she knew people were uncomfortable with Muslims wearing wraps and stuff. But then she was saying how, like, once a year she wears a wrap to hide the fact that, you know, that she, to celebrate the fact that she is Muslim. And I was like, you know, like, it makes you wonder, like, how many other people bully or tease someone about stuff like that. Like, is it because they got issues, hidden issues and shit going on with themselves? Or somebody took their butt and they were young, and instead of relaying it to somebody because it ain't cool to let people know you got raped as a dude. You know, like, it's something like that going on in their life. I never understood going out your way. It's just like, I never really understood the whole thing about people trying to force atheism down your throat, or people trying to force Christianity down your throat. I'm like, as somebody who follows religion, like, I'm a Christian, but as somebody that follows religion, I wouldn't want anybody to deny me, you know, me finding pleasure in praising God. Ain't that what we all striving for with religion? We lose that aspect in just getting in trying to dispute whose way is better in reaching God instead of just praising God and living your life right. Like, I never really understood that. Like, why are we fighting over how we praise God instead of just doing that? Or if you don't believe in God, you know, why aren't you just living your life instead of trying to tell people how it's wrong that they do praise God, that they believe in God, or they believe in Christ, or they believe in Muhammad or Buddha or whatever? Like, I don't understand that. I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
I said the bullying stuff just gets old. It just, cause, I mean, just never, the bullying is never going to stop. I mean, it's been going on since how long? You want to go by the Bible? I mean, they have David and Goliath. There's always somebody in some type of fashion, always picking on somebody for being different, or because they feel they have an advantage over that person, so they can pick on them. And it just, you know, it's always been that case. And like I say, it goes into, if you don't stand up for people, if you sit there idly and don't do anything, wow. Like, and that's happened 2 months. Like, everybody wants to figure out how they can be the person to make something into a world star. It's really annoying. Like that Jade fight, that stupid thing there, that shouldn't even have been on World Star in the first place. And it's just annoying that a website is making money off of things like this. You know, we're giving the people to hear it every day one. That's stupid. Like, what? That's what we find it entertaining.
Yeah, but
like,
but you gotta pay. But you
gotta
pay. Yeah, but you gotta pay $500 to upload some music. But you know,
until they stop paying them to do that, these artists will continue to do that, and they're gonna continue to charge that because these artists will keep paying it, and as long as they keep paying it, they see no reason to stop doing it.
But on World Star, you basically just troll bait anyway. Like, you're not, like, let's say you do try to put a thought-provoking song. Like, well, you think of a word, like, let's say if you look at the term World Star Hip Hop, but you didn't know anything about the site, you would think, oh, this is a website for hip hop heads, like dudes that want to, like dudes want to go to forums and post their favorite sample or you know, or their favorite artist or why they like such and such. Like you would think that, but you don't, you know. But you go to the site and you see Crip fights blood. Young man gets shot at a party, pop locking off of Molly. I'm like, you know, you see stuff like this. You don't see rap, hip hop. Like you see the scum of hip hop. You see the auto tune. You know, pop locking ass dude, hip hop. You don't see, you know, my type of hip hop on there like you would think it would be. Like,
I mean, it's just craziness. And I'm about to go to our caller Blue too. She got to say, "What's up, Carter Blue?"
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. You know, me and your boy Teddy. That's a mean boy, Teddy J. Me and your boy, DJ Chase. You know, we holding down the show today.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, man, what you think? I mean, our topic that wasn't even the topic we had for the day. We just kind of, it just kind of happened. And like, what as far as bullying, man, you know, I was making a correlation of how back in the day. And I know some people, when I say back in the day, make it sound like they're saying like really old. Ain't that much further from now. It wasn't that long ago. But as far as bullying now versus bullying then, one of the big things that makes it different, everybody keeps saying cyberbullying, but it's not just that. It's people trying to, no one's standing up for anybody anymore. Everybody else trying to play his mind their own business thing, or there being, it's too many instigators around.
Yeah,
what's your take on that, bullying or whatnot?
I mean, a lot of people, they do, there's a lot of instigators that be starting fights and stuff. But, a lot of people, like, if there's no need to fight, then they just should mind their own business. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel. But, you know, like I said, people just need to stop going around picking fights just because they think it's funny. And, you know, but this is society we live in, and, I mean, we're a bunch of bullies. And that shit needs to stop. You know, now we have younger generations that look up to us. You know, they want to be like us. They want to do things that we do. And you know what I'm saying? And it hurts their self-esteem. But at the same time, you know, we got to teach them, like, it's okay to stand up for yourself, but only when it's necessary.
Right. I mean, when I say stand up for people, that doesn't mean, oh, let's go. That doesn't necessarily mean right away, hey, fight.
Mm-hmm.
That means stop the, you need to try to help stop the fight.
Right.
Like, you need to be trying to help, even because a lot of times, I mean, it wouldn't even be fighting if people just stopped it before it even happened. And they don't stop, they instigate, ooh, yeah. I mean, all that. And I mean, I'm like one of those people. Like, it's like whenever they see somebody fight, they run to the fight.
Right.
I don't understand. Two things I find wrong with that. One, that doesn't impress me. Two,
right. In
this day and age, you run to a fight, you better be careful, because you might not come back out living.
Exactly.
Because these people go straight for guns and knives in their pocket. They like to go into their car and get guns, whatever. You don't run to a fight.
Mhm. Yeah, I mean, cause like I said, like now they're it's getting to the point where they're using weapons now. It's not. It used to be where you can just, you know, use your hands and then, you know, that'll be it. But now people are doing all kinds of stuff. Matter of fact, I just seen something, I think it was on YouTube or something, where some little girl died because one of the other little girl had hit her with a shovel. And she had
died. Yeah, she died from that?
Mm-hmm.
We were just talking about the shovel situation earlier. I didn't even know she died from that. That's crazy.
Yeah, she had died. And that's just crazy. I think it's wrong, you know what I'm saying? If you're going to fight, you're going to take your ass whooping. Like, you know, use your hands. You don't need no weapon or anything. You know, do it old school style. You know, that's how
you're going to be living. You're going to be embarrassed, but hey, take that ass whooping and come back harder.
Exactly. I mean, that's just my own opinion, you know, but like I said, everybody don't think like that no more. Especially the generation that we live in now, everybody's getting weapons. They don't do that shit no more.
Because it's too many people living in now, not universally thinking tomorrow. So too many people are thinking in the now, and that caused a lot of problems. In more ways than one.
Right. Exactly.
Like, let me be a hoe. Let me be a hoe for today. I'm going to be a hoe for today, but then tomorrow, I don't know, then a couple of years down the line, can nobody say nothing about me being a hoe because I'm just living my life at the moment. You know what? Get the hell out of here.
Right. Yeah,
it's
and
just
that's
like Monica Lewinsky, she's writing a freaking book, another book. I'm just so tired of her resurfacing. You put the dick in your mouth, ma'am. We're tired of hearing about it. Yes, we know you. We know you had the former president, Bill Clinton's dick in your mouth. But now you have a constant reminder. We get enough reminders as it is.
Well, Superhead made a book.
Yeah, that good woman there too. You know, for real. I've never seen so many people such so much thinking. And share the story so many damn times every time you see them. Like, it's so annoying. And they don't want you to identify them about that. But when you keep throwing stories out there about it, guess what? We going to keep, it's one thing about judging. They say it's not nice to judge people. But when you continuously talk about sucking dick, eventually we're going to have to say, God damn it, goes that dick sucker again. We're going to keep saying it. There's no way you can keep dodging not saying that. They keep doing it.
Yeah, and if you put your business out there like that, I mean, and you constantly telling people, I mean, like it's a real career, I mean, what do you expect people to do? Like, you know, we're all human, you know what I mean? Like, if that's what you want to do, then that's fine, but you don't get mad when people sit there and say, oh, you use a cum bucket. Like, come on. Let's be real. You can't be mad because you putting yourself out there like that. You acting like it's a real career. Like, come on now. What the fuck is it? Where's your sense of womanhood? Or, you know what I'm saying? Have some dignity about yourself. That's what's wrong with the damn females nowadays. They don't have dignity no more. They don't take care. They don't have pride in themselves anymore. You can't go around somebody. That's why you get. That's how you get shit.
Let's
see. My thing is, if you do, then you know at least if you're gonna do it. Do it with somebody that you care about, you know.
Because somebody that cares about you, they're not gonna tell everybody that you did that. It's like, hey, that's mine.
Right.
Because even if somebody even a person you're no longer with, if you had a good understanding that person cared about, because just because a person doesn't talk to you anymore or whatever, doesn't mean that their respect for you from when y'all were talking to each other you know, doesn't mean, yeah, so, I mean, it's just how it is. They're not gonna come back and say, well, she, by name. I mean, you might say, like, you know, somebody say, oh, have you ever sucked it before? Yeah, oh, I used to suck my men dick all the time. Yeah, but you don't sit there and come out and say, who? There's a difference in that. You're not singling the person out. You mentioned being very general. But when you do this whole thing about, like you say, if you don't, that's why you don't do stuff with people. You just don't do stuff with people you ain't got no business doing stuff with. And that's why I see a lot of times, yeah, even if your coworker does want to do something, he does say, hey, yeah, we can do something. That's why a lot of times it's hard to do, like, but they don't recommend having a relationship with your coworkers because of that reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you got to come to that workplace every day, and you got to try, you know, be civil and whatnot.
Right.
And eventually somebody will be able to be civil. They're going to start sharing their business. They're going to start sharing the other person's business. Just like with Monica Lewinsky, I mean, Chase didn't talk to that before. He just talked about it earlier about somebody already talking about business they did with somebody at work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is crazy society we live in. We all need to learn how to freaking have some damn sense. We need to knock some sense into half these damn people on this damn planet. Because they don't have values anymore. They don't know what the hell that shit is anymore.
Hey, everybody's concerned with fame. Like, You got some little dude work at the corner store down the street. He knows that he can put a video on the internet. If he looking like an idiot for 5 minutes, mm-hmm. he can get his little 15 minutes of fame instead of having a real goal in life. I had a video on Warstar, man. I hit this dude up on the corner. Like, people don't aim for something high anymore. They just aim for something stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but everybody trying to get the Ratchet Award of the day. It's hilarious in a bad shit. Like, do you really want to be? Everybody wants to be ratchet so bad.
I'm like, but you got children. You got children that you never show.
That's just so stupid. Like, I think that's like the dumbest shit you could fucking ever do in life. Like, come on. Like I said, this goes back to me saying, where are your values? Obviously, you don't have respect for yourself. You know what I'm saying?
They do,
like,
have values. It's all the way down their throat somewhere.
Oh, God. I'm just saying, like, they need to stop that shit. Because you're going to fuck around and meet somebody going to come in your life, and they're going to tell you all the right shit that you want to hear and fuck around and give you something that you can't take back.
One of two things, or multiple things it could be.
Right, exactly. So, women, I need you to get your shit together. Like,
and guys, the
like,
fellas do too. Oh,
yeah.
God, the fellas do too.
Yeah.
Because if we do this running around here, I mean, if people got to stop doing this right here. I can't stress this enough. Stop always talking about how lonely you are on Facebook. God, it's so, because when you do death and stuff like that, you draw negative attention. Positive attention draws positive people.
Mm-hmm.
When you sit there always talking about how lonely you are, how whack your life is, whatever, no one positive is going to tell you that. Somebody, that's what the negative people never necessarily show. They can go for and pull in and try to pull a stunt. It's just ridiculous.
Right. Like, if you're going to share, like, them type of feelings, share with, you know, among your good friends, you know what I'm saying? Like, your close friends that understand,
right.
You know what I'm saying? You don't need to share, like, there's just certain things that you shouldn't share on Facebook, social media, but
mm-hmm.
people want that attention so damn bad, I mean, they'll do anything.
Yeah, well, it's funny, like, we were up on the, I was taking bathroom pictures. Somebody hit me up on board, and on your relationship status on Facebook, it says in a relationship. What the hell is going on? Seriously, somebody got to fill me in on that one. I've never figured that one out.
Yeah,
my phone dry. You got a man in your phone is dry? What the hell? I mean, seriously, people, wake the hell up.
I see my phone dry all the time.
Well, then, let me give you some damn water. I'm going to pour it on it, and let's see how it's going to work then. If it's so damn dry, I got some water, and when that mud don't work no more, then you're going to stop saying it.
Right. But people just people nowadays are scared to be alone. You know, because they're walking around, you know, you got your boys. Why don't you go talk to this chick, that chick, this chick, whatever, whatever. Then you got your girls all in your ear, especially if you got, like, ratchet ones talking about, oh, you need to go out with this dude and go out with that dude and blah, 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 blah. You got people like that that's going to be in your ear. But you got to be the smart one, not the stupid one, and go, you can't go fucking everybody. You just can't do it.
Exactly.
And if you do, you're going, like I said, you're going to fuck around and get something that you can't get back. And it's a shame, but, I mean, and that's why, and people wonder why, like, a lot of people are having a hard time in relationships, why they don't stay faithful, because they feel like they see all these people running around here like they don't take relationships serious anymore.
Yeah, everybody's in a damn open relationship now. This shit is so dry. It's kind of like played out.
Right.
I'm selfish, and I don't want to put myself in a position where I slip up and forget something. So I just keep on my focus on my wife.
Right.
I mean, because that's my thing. If you want, why is this not the thought process? If you want an open relationship, why don't you just be single? What is the problem with that? Why is that a hard concept to wrap your finger around? I wouldn't be in a relationship, right? But sometimes I want to go suck some dick on somebody else, too, every now and then. Like, that's just, oh, my God. I can't.
Yeah, people are too busy trying to be cocky, trying to be the man or woman, quote unquote. You know, trying to get props. Like, really, you look like more of a fool. Period. You look stupid. You look dumb.
Right. Well, shoot,
you know?
Man. As we come to a close, man. Man, today's show, man, it was just open forum. It was a short show, but hey, we made it in the building. Hey, man, y'all make sure y'all check out the next show. Either we gonna do another show a week, 2 weeks from now, or we might even do one next week. So y'all stay tuned for that to find out what's going on with all that. Just watch the feed and whatnot, and hey, we'll keep y'all posted. Let them know how they can find you, Carter Boo.
Yeah, you can find me on Facebook and Twitter under Carter Blue. And then also on Thursdays for Girl Talk Thursday with my girl Dawn Dutchess on Blast Your Thoughts Radio. And then also the Carter Blue Takeover with my girl Dawn Dutchess on the Smoother Dudes on Fridays. And then you could also email me your music, which is CARTERSHYNON@gmail.com. Please label your music MP3s only and along with a bio.
Oh.
Shout out to artists that don't be sending MP3s. That buzzed the hell out of me.
Yeah.
Your music.
Yeah.
Let me say WMA still. Like, what? Why? Why are you doing WMA?
I don't even think Microsoft use WMA anymore.
Yeah,
It drives me crazy. Like, they don't label their freaking music, and you expect me to look at it? I won't even look at
track
it.
Track one be the name of the track when you get an email. They be like, huh?
Right. I won't even look at it. Like, if you send that shit to me, I won't look at it if it's not properly labeled. It'll go straight to the trash. I'm sorry. I don't have time because there's plenty of other people that want to be in that position that actually takes the time out to, you know, do what they're supposed to do and label their shit right. Okay, you know, don't get mail if you don't get a response from me.
Make sure it's not whack too. You know, check it out. Make sure it's whack. Make sure at least I can dance to it and not feel whack. At least that much. Jeez.
Right.
Some of you, man, I don't know what the hell they be saying then.
I know. I have so many like weird like music that I'm like, what the hell? Like, really? Yeah.
I'm trying to get songs, man. Why would I do the shoot me next year, man? I'm gonna be on the freshman class for XXL. When I saw that.
I saw this year's freshman class. Yeah, I saw this year's freshman class and I was disturbed. Hello?
Some people just need to really take the time out to do their craft, because this is your name on it, and you can't expect to play it if you're not doing it right.
But see, some people don't think that far though. They think this is what sounds hot. This is he has the most potential to get me money fast. And I remember I had this discussion with her point was valid, and my point was, I feel like my point was valid too. Like, you know, she was saying, yeah, but you know, some people think about it, you know, like that's their livelihood, so they want to do something that they know is going to sell. But one thing that's always sold is good music. And I would much rather come out with music that people can go back and listen to 15 years from now and not be like, ooh, this shit is trash. I just might be able to go back and listen to something I made 15 years ago and be like, yo, that's kind of tight. Like, you know, some people don't, they forget about that feeling, man. Like, anybody can come out with some nonsense, but the good music will always be around.
Yeah, I saw something on that list. I was like, really? Really? This is who you pick? Okay, whatever.
Yeah,
but shoot, man, we rolling on out, y'all. And again, check us out. Keep posting what we got going on. As soon as the show comes on, and shoot, man, we about to be out. All right, y'all. Peace.
Bye.
Oh, and I got to do a set. I got to pull a semi, Jay. Man, make sure y'all come out, man. Make sure y'all come out this Friday. I ain't going to say what, where, because he want over here to say it, so I ain't going to say where. So there you go. We out.